News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica has been named one of the most improved economies in which to do business globally. This in the World Bank's newly released Doing Business Report, DBR 2016. The report, which looks at countries' performance in 11 areas of business regulation, has also ranked Jamaica 64 out of 189 countries, the highest rank received by any Caribbean country, and a 7-point jump in the ranking of 71 received last year. In addition to the positive movement in the ranking, Jamaica also improved in the World Bank Distance to Frontier rating, which adjudges states against best-in-class countries, moving from 64.68 last year to 67.27. Jamaica was further recognized in the Latin American region for implementing the most reforms for the second year in a row, placing the island sixth in the region behind Mexico, Peru, Colombia, Puerto Rico, and Costa Rica. In a press release from the Ministry of Industry, Investment, and Commerce earlier this week, Minister Anthony Hilton expressed satisfaction with Jamaica's performance in the DBR 2016. He says the report is a reflection of the tremendous work being undertaken across government to facilitate the growth of businesses and the attraction of new investment, both locally and overseas. Cabinet has approved a contract valued at $3.7 million for the procurement of 750,000 blank Jamaican passports. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the blank passports will be personalized by the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, using a passport issuing and control system supplied and maintained by Canadian Banknote Company Limited.
The current order is expected to satisfy the local and overseas demand for Jamaican passports for the next 3.5 to 4 years.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a Jamaica House media briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. She says a further upgrade with the introduction of a facial recognition system will come on stream by the end of the 2015-2016 fiscal year. The Ministry of Health is to establish a special unit to monitor facilities in both the private and public sector utilized by newborn babies. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this move is in keeping with the United Nations Every Newborn Action Plan, as well as its Vision 2030 agenda.
This unit will be headed by Dr. Michelle Ann Richards Dawson, a neonatologist, and comprise Dr. Jacqueline Besesa McKenzie, Dr. Karen Shaw, Dr. Simone Spence, with support from the ministry's epidemiologist, Dr. Karen Webster, and the chief nursing officer.
The health minister was speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday. He adds that the ministry remains committed to taking all the necessary actions to ensure that the neonatal mortality rate continues to trend downwards. In the meantime, the government has announced plans to train more healthcare workers in neonatal care aimed at expanding and improving the quality of care for premature infants and pregnant women. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this is in a bid to build the workforce capacity to respond effectively to newborns, especially premature babies.
1,000 primary care workers will be trained, 200 community health aides, 86 physicians and nurses. 20 nurses in neonatal care have already been deployed to the field as of July 2015. An additional 22 nurses are in training and will be dispatched to the hospitals in another 6 months. We will continue training until every health facility in Jamaica where newborns are will have the required number of nurses.
Dr. Ferguson says the ministry is also taking steps to procure ambulances and equipment for maternal and neonatal high-dependency units. Additionally, 21 nursing and medical students will be trained over the next few years in neonatology, maternal-fetal medicine, and critical care. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster Competitions. Deadline for entries October 31. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.